The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk.
Hello, you beautiful earth angels, light beings, elementals, ETs, seekers, cool people. Welcome to another episode of Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. And as always, I'm so blessed that you're here. This episode is really exciting for me because I'm recording it in October, which is my busy season as a psychic, let me tell you. And also, it's a time in our year where a lot of paranormal activity happens. Why? Well, we've got some astrological things happening. We've got some full moons, of course, but also a lot of our nation, depending on belief system, is getting ready for All Saints Day or All Hallows Eve or Halloween. And because we're putting so much energy into that, the veil is very thin at this time. And so in today's episode, we're going to talk to Archangel Metatron, who I lovingly call my Ghostbuster. Metatron is always with me when I am performing an exorcism or a house clearing or something of that nature. And we're going to talk to Metatron today. And what's going to happen is I'm going to let my body go soft. I'm going to love my ego and release it for a bit and allow Metatron to use my voice. So when I channel, you might notice that my voice slows down or speeds up. You might notice that my voice gets higher or lower, that maybe even perhaps I slur my speech a little bit as I go into stream of consciousness and allow my body to become the voice piece for Archangel Metatron. You can do this too. You are safe to do this. So I will always start either in my mind or out loud by saying, I surround myself with the goodness and safety of God's white light. Or you could say, if you're not a God person, I surround myself with the goodness and safety of this universe's light or creator's white light or great spirit light. Whatever is in your belief system, it will work if you believe it. And you are surrounded always, always in loving angels and beings and family and friends on the other side. And of course, your creator. Before we dig in, I would like to invite you to reach out and connect with me. Lots of great stuff happening in the world of Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator. I'm working on some things to publish and, of course, more podcast episodes. And I have classes that are beginning on Zoom in January, February, and March. So to find out about those and perhaps learn a little bit about me or send me a message, I love questions. I love ideas for shows. On Instagram, go to Angel Talk with Rachel, Facebook at Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator. My website is rachelcorpus.com. You can always download the free Mind Body Spirit app and listen to any of my shows, as well as all the other amazing shows on the Mind Body Spirit FM network. There's a little mic at the bottom of my show page, and if you click that, you can send me a little 30-second audio message and I will get back to you. All right, let's get to it. Surrounding myself with the goodness and safety of God's white light, I invoke one of my favorite beings in this whole universe. Hello, Archangel Metatron. As I feel Metatron sitting with me and holding my hand, I am surrounded in beautiful pink, dark pink, and green light. And Metatron is showing me that the green light, that beautiful emerald green light, is especially bold today because Archangel Raphael is sitting in the background. That'll make more sense later, I bet. Let's just go with it. I'm asking Metatron to tell me some things. I'm not directly channeling yet, but here's some information about Metatron. Metatron would like me to share with you that he usually identifies from a male perspective, although we know that angels are not gendered. They show up in a way that makes sense. And Metatron is more often than not showing up as male. Metatron not only helps us as the Ghostbuster, but is also here to help us develop our spiritual power and our spiritual intuition. So those of you who are on a journey to grow your intuition, you really want to sit with Metatron, because we know that we live in a dimension that is dual. We have the positive and the negative, the yin and the yang, the light and the dark. And we don't have to assign a feeling to those or even an element of fear. It's just part of our dimension. And Metatron is the one who helps us grow spiritually and stay safe. So you want to call in Metatron. And I talked with someone last week, a client of mine, who had a brilliant idea. She just always gives Metatron permission to come in and help, even if she doesn't remember to call him in. So you could do that. You could call in Metatron and say, hey, if I'm ever in danger, or if there's something lurking around my house, or I'm trying to help someone and it feels a little dark, would you show up for me? Thank you. And Metatron will be there. That's a promise. Archangels and angels are not bound to the same time and energy as this dimension. They can be everywhere all at once for anyone. I don't know how, but they can, because they're angels. Metatron is also the liaison between different dimensions. So especially right now, we've got a lot of portals opening. We have a lot of dimensions that are opening up. A lot of helpers are coming through. And some of the portals are enter only. Some of them are exit only. Some of them are both ways, like a highway. Well, Metatron is one that manages that and makes sure that if there's a portal open that's negative, Metatron is there to assist, to take whatever's come through back to where it belongs and to help close that portal. If you want to know more about closing portals, go back in the archives of this podcast. There's a really great episode about closing portals where I channeled Archangel Uriel and Archangel Metatron and Archangel Michael, and you'll learn the process for closing portals. That's definitely something you can do. Metatron, a lot of people might not know this, but Metatron actually works with the Akashic records. Metatron, some believe, is one of the only two angels that began as human. What? Did you know that? The other one would be Sandalphon. So the belief is that Metatron and Sandalphon were human at some point and then elevated to angel status. And every lifetime after that, or from time forward, they functioned as angels. This is important because Metatron is so useful in this dimension, because he is one of the few angels, just one of two, that remembers what it's like to have a human experience. So when I'm clearing a building, I love to have Metatron there, both as my helper and as my Ghostbuster, but also to recognize in me when my blood sugar is changing or my energy is changing, or maybe I'm being touched by a spirit that I don't want to be touched by. Metatron knows what that feels like when we're developing spiritually, because Metatron has experience being human. Metatron can kind of put his foot in the door and say, okay, honey, great job, great work, but you didn't get enough sleep last night. You need to go rest, or you didn't eat, or you need to give yourself grace that you didn't get the dishes done. Metatron has a very, very practical way of helping us and is just wonderful. So dimensional in itself. You know, Metatron is this big Ghostbuster kind of presence, and also this human kind of uncle, dad, big brother, friend kind of presence at the same time. It's very lovely. So how to know when Metatron is around. Those of you who are developing a visual sense of spirit, you might see a sudden flash of light. Metatron is made of light. As much as Metatron works in the darkness, Metatron, of course, is made of light and shows up as flashes of light. I wonder, have you ever been out in the woods and you've seen somebody turn on a flashlight, but there's nobody there? Has that happened to you? Or driving down the highway and there's a flash of light and you're not sure what it is? It might be Metatron. Metatron loves to be outside. There's a lot of portals and energy and dimensional stuff that happens in the woods. And so Metatron is often found there. And you might see evidence of that by seeing quick flashes of light. You might also take pictures once in a while and the picture is completely white. Metatron was there. Metatron was filling the room with so much light for whatever reason. You'd have to sit with why that happened to you, but is filling the room with light and you caught it on camera at that moment. As I said before, as Metatron comes in, I notice deep pink and dark green. And also Metatron is holding something sacred in its sacred geometry. This is called Metatron's cube. Metatron uses a cube made of sacred geography, and he uses it to heal and capture unwanted energies. So if you are experiencing a health struggle that you are ready to release and heal, we're in a dimension where we've got one foot in the traditional and one foot in the holistic. So you do whatever makes sense to you. And also you call in Archangel Raphael. Remember that green light we've got with us today as well, to be your healer. And also call in Archangel Metatron. So if there's energy that is promoting this dis-ease, this disease in your body, Metatron will spin that cube to the right fast and swirl that energy out of you. It's not magic, it's energy. It's moving energy out of you. You have to be ready to get rid of it though, right? And you have to give power and faith to the idea that this is possible, that Metatron can do creator's work and help to heal you. Metatron also spins this cube when there's a demonic or dark presence around. This is how Metatron becomes the Ghostbuster, like I like to say. I will ask Metatron to pull out the cube and capture anything in the room, especially after I've closed a portal. Sometimes there's stuff lingering there and they don't have a way to get home. So I call in Metatron, who will spin that cube and capture that energy and take it back to where it belongs. You can imagine that cube in your mind. I love that idea that he just put in my head, because if you were to ask Metatron to spin that cube to the right and you were imagining it at the same time, you get to be partners with Metatron. And that always feels good when we get to do angel work together. Love that. For you manifestors, Metatron also helps you keep your thoughts pure and as positive as possible. We know as manifestors that our thoughts create our future. That is truth. We're also human, so sometimes we have bad, negative days, and that's okay. There's a time gap. So when you're having a bad thought, it doesn't materialize immediately. You have a moment to say, oof, that wasn't good. I don't want to manifest that. When we have ongoing negative thoughts, Metatron tries to help us notice that, first of all. So when you realize, boy, I've been really surly this week, I've been real angry or mad or negative, it's often Metatron and your personal angels who are helping you observe and realize that. And then once you realize it, call in Metatron with that beautiful sacred geometry with that cube and say, let's spin that out. And as you imagine that cube spinning, the energy of those negative thoughts that you don't want to manifest from are captured in that cube and they're released from you. All right, I would love to channel Archangel Metatron. So I'm going to center my body and here we go. Spiritual beings, I am grateful to be here with you today. I come to you sitting in both gentleness and strength, surrounded by my friends, Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. I'm also here with Archangel Uriel. We often work as a team when we are clearing spaces, when we are helping you heal, when we help you develop. We are thankful for this time. We are grateful for your openness. We are grateful for your skepticism. We're grateful for all parts of you. I've asked Rachel today to pull some cards in advance so that I may channel some information that is helpful to you. And as we've heard Rachel say from us, for us, many times before, these messages will make sense whenever you listen to them. I offer these messages as a beautiful gift to your heart and your soul. And I thank you for all the gifts that you give me. I remember being human. That was a very precious time to me. And I understand your struggle, and I wrap you in my love. My first message for you is the spiritual growth card. Remember, I'm here to help you grow spiritually. Many of you have not encountered me yet. And I'd like you to know that I am available to you at any time. I'm happy to be a member of your permanent team, or you can call me in as needed. I am here to protect you. I encourage you to wear jewelry that is dark in nature, like black obsidian, so that when I touch your body, you have a portal or a place to capture the energy as I capture it in the sacred geometry. I know in this dimension, things cost money. And I'm not asking you to spend a lot of money, but just to find a small piece of black obsidian that resonates with you. Put it in your pocket, make it into a necklace, hold it in your hand, let that be a tool. My next card that I'd like to speak about is the New Beginnings card. Because I have experience being human, and I'm an angel that can see how you humans are developing, I am aware that new beginnings are happening constantly, and they can be very difficult. I'd like you to know that I observe the hardships that you're going through. And as an angel who has been human before, I weep with you, just like your creator weeps with you. Please surrender that to me when you think of it. You don't have to hold the energy of that sorrow, any disease, any anger, any confusion. You may still feel those things, but you can surrender the energy to me, and I will put it into my cube and release it from you. Surrender and release the parts of your human life that are hard to navigate. We understand as angels that you have a life you've chosen to live. You have your life path. You have free will. We understand that there are things in your life that we are not to interfere with. And yet, you are so fiercely independent. You tend to take on everything yourself. And let me tell you that I am here, as well as the other angels, to lift off some of the energy that does not serve you. You have to be strong enough to let it go. If it does not serve you, remove it from your atmosphere. The next card I've chosen to pull today with Rachel is the dreams card. I am often active in your dreams, your early night dreams. When you are having creative dreams that are breaking down your life, as you are expressing the stress of your day, as you are starting to build your future through creative thought, I am present in those dreams in the background. I stay in the shadows so you can't see me. I'm not going to distract you, but I keep you safe. Some of you listening today have been experiencing sleep paralysis, and it is of a spiritual nature. Archangel Raphael would like me to say that when you are experiencing anything sleep-related, to get it checked out by someone that you trust. And also realize that you are a spiritual being, and every physical happening has a spiritual response as well. When you experience sleep paralysis that feels scary, I am the one that wakes you up. I am the one that speaks in your ear, tells you to breathe. I am the one that eradicates that energy that is causing you harm in the room. Many of you are dealing with sleep paralysis right now because of the portals that are opening. Call me in to help. I see that you need help, and I know, because I have been human, and because of my wisdom of being an angel, I know that you are made of free will. And I humbly ask you to ask for my help. Call me in to keep you safe. My final card today is the nature card. My joy is found in nature. And though you may not be able to see me in physical form, I am with you. I love the elements of this earth. When I was here as a human, I played outside. I moved the sand and the earth and the water through my fingers. I felt the sun on my face. I felt the air through my hair. I remember the gift of getting sick and well again. I remember love. I remember loss. I love this earth dimension, and I would like to enjoy it with you. Connect with me in nature. Sit against a tree and just feel my friendship. I can be very tough when I need to be. It is my job. And I am made of light and love all the time. This is how we conquer the dark. We are light. You are light. Thank you for listening to me today. Whew, and so it is. That card deck, by the way, is Healing with the Angels by Doreen Virtue. Those cards, again, were spiritual growth, new beginnings, dreams, and nature. I hope this episode meant something to you. It certainly did to me. I feel like I got to introduce you to one of my best friends today. I love Archangel Metatron. I'm recording in my office today, not my closet office, but my actual office. And early in my recording, I mentioned that Metatron comes through with sudden flashes of light. And as I was channeling, I had to really stay out of my body because Metatron, as he spoke, was making the light above my desk go on and off, almost in like a 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And it really was challenging to focus, but so cool to have that evidence. I wish you could see it. All right. What a great day. Isn't this a great day? Aren't we lucky to be here? Isn't it amazing to imagine that there's an angel that's with us that really gets us because they have had a human lifetime? That's amazing. Again, if you want to connect, find me on Instagram, Angel Talk with Rachel, Facebook at Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator, my website, rachelcorpus.com. Download the free app, the free Mind, Body, Spirit FM app, and send me a message as you click that mic. I love hearing from you. And go to my website to check out those classes in January, February, March. They are Angel Communication Level 1, a class about discovering your past lives, a class called Safety and Survival for Empaths, and Manifesting 101. So in those classes, we channel the angels in real time and get their advice and their expertise. We meditate, we build community, we laugh, we practice, we use divination tools like pendulums and oracle cards. And these classes are for all levels. So if you feel that you're a seasoned seeker, you fit. If you're brand new and this is the first time you've even heard the word angel, you fit, okay? The angels will make sure of it. I'd like to tell you from the angels and from your creator, if you haven't heard it recently, you are loved. And I, Rachel, I love you. And we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
Since 1977, Omega Institute in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley has hosted some of the best spiritual teachers and social visionaries, sharing their messages of hope, healing, and transformation. On the Dropping In podcast, hosted by Emmy Award-winning producer Callie Alpert, you will enjoy in-depth interviews and conversations with people like Pema Chodron, Jack Kornfield, Jon Kabat-Zinn, and many others on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Also, check out the video series on Spotify.